I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. I'm a little out of breath, and sorry I'm a bit behind the time. It's 5:33 here on the West Coast. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is February 20th, 2019. Welcome to all of you. I desire for all of you to be here. Are you all ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. Again, that's 657-383-0802 to get your free reading tonight. If any of you have a social media, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen has awesome information on all the pages, such as videos, different things about relationships with signs. It's very informative, and I invite you to go there and like their pages and look to see what they have to offer. Keen is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to give you the information you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life, your world, or anybody special. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 04819206. You can download the Keen app on your smartphone, and you can text the word Keen to 40506 and get a free offer that way. These offers are exclusive to new customers. If you'd like to talk to me tonight on the show, I invite you to call in and call 657-383-0802. Currently on Keen's Facebook page, they have a promo going for $50 Keen. You can talk about what your advisor has done for you and how they have helped change your life and be eligible to receive $50 Keen. Okay? And it's really exciting to read the news feed and put and listen and read what people have put down about what advisors have done to help them change their life. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about getting rid of emotional baggage. So, how many of you ever wonder why relationships can be so difficult at times? If you do, I have a possible solution. There is an answer of how to put our lives back on track by dealing with our own emotional baggage so we can be free of the past and have a better life in relationships. See, God calls us to be relational. Okay, that's why he gave us people. Okay, so we can learn from each other. So here's the first step. First, getting back to a normal life means to deal with your emotional baggage of the past. We must start by having a relationship with God or a higher power. A higher power comes first in our lives. And if we give him or that higher power over our lives and have trust, we have to trust their will for our lives too. Finally, we have to have the courage to carry out our higher power's will for our life. The process comes by planting seeds of growth, which helps us to let go of the past so we can have a better future. Planting seeds means to get rid of emotional attachments and open the door for positivity. We cannot hang on to negativity, hopelessness, worry, frustrations, or anger. We have to let go. Things happen in our lives which brings on negativity and allows these attachments to become part of our life. These things include fear of rejection, taking everything personal, being hypersensitive, creating chaos or drama. Certain effects distort the way we think and how we respond to situations. We have to change our mindset. Hanging on to our past does not work, and we must change. We must realize that a higher power, mine is known as God, that a higher power or God loves us. A higher power does not want us to be unhappy. We cannot focus on our past. We have to let go. Our past cannot dictate our self-worth. God cannot help us if we keep hanging on to these emotional attachments. Letting go means to open up ourselves to have a relationship with a higher power and to have the mindset that good things will happen. It also means that we have to trust in a better future and believe that all things are done for good in Him. A higher power can make things right, or God can make things right. However, we have to do our part. For God or a higher power to fix our lives, we must let go and give all our attachments over. This means to be honest with ourselves and to admit our own faults. Admission is the key. Once we admit that we have a part, we have to take responsibility for it. We have to stop blaming others and take ownership of what belongs to us. We have to learn to let go of what is not ours, and we have to say sorry if necessary. This creates freedom and healing in relationships. Healing comes by letting go and admitting that we cannot control anybody but ourselves. It also comes when we stop allowing our past emotional attachments to rule over our lives and dictate how we behave. Instead of controlling other people, we can learn to focus on ourselves. Focusing on ourselves helps to create better self-esteem and self-worth. We start to feel lighter and free. Because of this freedom, we can focus on God and trust in Him more and more. Eventually, people will start to wonder what's different about us, and we will attract better relationships because we come across lighter to them. Our expectations are gone. The only expectation we have is on ourselves. Then we start making better choices. In closing, getting rid of emotional baggage is the key to a better life. Allowing God or a higher power to be the center of our lives and making better choices to let go of our past, important. It also means to allow Him or a higher power to rule over our lives and have enough courage to carry out His will for our lives. Finally, it means to give up control over other people, places, and things, and to start focusing on ourselves. When we start focusing on ourselves, we begin to feel free of our past, and we can live a life that our higher power or God has planned for us. Hence, we can be free in God's healing for ourselves and others. Now, to illustrate my point, I'm going to tell you a personal story about myself. So I've had to deal with the feeling of rejection many times because I have a disability, I have cerebral palsy, and several people told me that when I was younger that I would never make it through college. And of course, I didn't listen to them, and I went on to not only get a bachelor's degree, but I also got a master's degree and 2 teaching credentials. Furthermore, I have a certificate from a university here in my hometown through psychosynthesis or of psychosynthesis, and I have other certifications in conflict management. Because people thought that because I have a disability that I would never amount to anything or be able to complete a higher education. And, you know, that made me feel rejected, like I didn't belong. So, of course, I went on and I did what I wanted to do anyway. And, you know, I'd like to tell you that I didn't let that feeling of rejection, you know, dictate my life. But honestly, I did for a while. Until I realized that they were wrong. When I got my first degree, and then I went on to get my second degree, and I graduated from college with a 3.5 GPA, and I got accepted to a UC system, and then I went, but I also got accepted to a private university, so I went to the private university to complete my master's degree. And I realized that they were wrong, and that in not giving up, that it made me stronger. So, you know, just because somebody says no doesn't mean they're right. Just because somebody doesn't want me or doesn't want you doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't want you. It doesn't mean, too, that it can't happen. I learned through that I just can't give up no matter what. And that my goal now in life is to help people and to use the platform of Keen and Keen Radio to help other people and help them to reach their goals and walk alongside them and love them no matter what. That's my belief. And I don't give up. Keep going on and on. I persevere. And I do it without any conditions. I do it unconditionally, you know, as it was done for me. So that's my share tonight. And if you'd like to talk about how you've gotten rid of emotional baggage and what you've overcome, that would be great. I'm ready to take calls. And I'm going to ask you your name and where you're from. I'm going to shuffle my cards 3 times. And I'm going to ask 2 short questions and move on. My switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. And one of the things I want to say is thank you to Keen for allowing me to go up last week to do Facebook Live. If you want to look at that video, I invite you to go on to Keen's website and view that video. See me and see my 2 managers up there. So thank you, and I'm really excited. That's why I wasn't here last week, and I'm here now. So I'm so excited and ready to take calls. So here we go. There's somebody that's been waiting for 32 minutes. Hello, you're live on the air. This is Patricia, your name? Oh, they hung up. Okay, well, here's the next person. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi,
your name?
This is Jay. Jay.
Hi, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Illinois.
Well, welcome. So, would you like to share on tonight's topic?
No.
Okay. Well, would you like to share anything? There's people listening.
Well, it's good to be able to have self-love. And Once you love yourself, everything else will come together.
That's right. That's right. So if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for self-love? What do you do to take care of yourself?
Well, I don't allow negativity in my space. So with negative people, I push them on the side. I sometimes will do some thought baths to make sure that I cleanse my energy. Very helpful to people, but then I don't allow negativity. So that's what I do to love myself, and I tell myself I can do it. Even when people said I couldn't do it, I've proven people wrong by proving myself right, you know, by doing it, by challenging myself to do it.
So you could identify with my story.
Yes, yes, yes. I was a black sheep in the family. People have said I wouldn't amount to something, but now I'm at higher places than I even envisioned myself. So, yeah, no one can stop your destiny. You have to believe in yourself. And when people say you can't do it, that's when you have to strive higher and prove them wrong because they are not God.
That's right. That's right. Well, good for you. Thanks for that insight, Jay. So what would you like to know,
honey?
We have time for two quick questions.
I just wanted to know what changes you see coming up in the next few months.
Okay, maybe. What changes are coming up for Jay? What changes are coming up? Well, I see movement coming for you with work. I also see two choices coming up, okay? And it says, too, to be very aware about these two choices that are going to happen because you might miss them.
Okay.
So what's your next
question?
Can
you elaborate on the choice? I didn't know what the choices are, so I have no clue, but...
Well, it says that one of them is with work, and the other seems to be practical. But in other words, you might miss it because it's not going to be a direct, here, I want you to do this, or here, would you like to get involved with this? It might be indirect. So because it's indirect, you might miss the opportunity.
Okay. All right, I
see. So what's your next question?
I have a friend, my best friend. Her name is Monica, and I wanted to see what you see, if you see communication coming between the two of us. Big communication. We've been estranged for a while. A minute. Yeah.
I do see communication coming.
Mm-hmm.
It says that this will not be right away. You'll have to call me for timing on Keen. It also says there's lots of things that you guys have to work out.
Okay. Cool.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay. Would you like me to leave you on, or did you want to... need to disconnect?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to be on it.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Pat. It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. How are you? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Well, welcome. So would you like to share tonight's topic?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say I watched your Facebook show, and I really enjoyed it. You did a great job.
Thank you.
You were nervous at the beginning, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was not, actually. It was great. They did a great job. I felt very comfortable.
Good. Good, good. Actually, what I always struggle with is how much of our life is destiny and how much can you control your destiny. I go back and forth daily on that one.
So how much of our life, all of our life, and my experience, what I have learned in talking to spiritual teachers and people of different religions is that all of our life is destiny. We control our own destiny by our free will. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, so when somebody
says,
well,
it's destiny. And that's what I've learned from my spiritual teachers as well.
Yeah, so destiny is can be changed.
Yeah,
not
and no matter what choice we make, I mean, my higher power is God, so God loves us no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the same
That's
question.
What I've learned.
Yeah, my question is, what do you see as far as employment? I did get one call today, but the position was too far. So, but maybe things are starting to break. What do you see as far as work?
Well, you will start getting a job. I do see choices coming for you as well because I get temperance card, two of wands, two of coins. Those all have to do with options and choices. So in numerology, the two of coins, two of wands means changes. So there's two changes that are coming, and they're going to happen simultaneously at the same time.
You mean like two jobs?
Yeah, probably. Yes. And it feels
probably.
Like one of the positions you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's in other words, it's work you've done before. So what's
right.
your next question, Andrea?
I guess time frame.
Okay, when is this coming for us? I'm going to give you by March 20th or within 17 days.
Okay, 17 days would be nice. I know you do numerology. Today's my birthday, so I know it's a new start.
Oh, happy birthday! I want
Thank
to give a
you.
Special shout-out to my husband. Today's his birthday, too.
Is it? It's one of my neighbors I just found out. Well, that's great. Hey, you know, Pisces are good people.
So no wonder I like you. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, Pisces are fun. when we're not
crying.
Well,
thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Patricia. Please keep me on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Hi,
Hello?
You're live on the air. Your name?
Irene.
Hi, Irene. So would you like to share real quick about tonight's topic?
Sure. You said that we were talking about emotional baggage. I went through a hard divorce, and now I've come out being a better person.
Well, good for you. So what would you like to know, Irene? I have time for one quick question.
I talked to you the other night about Frank and how everything was going. So I don't know if you can elaborate on that.
Okay, let me see. So tell me more about from Frank. Well, he is going to come back around. He's very protective over you. He does care about you deeply. You guys have a great connection. You are on his mind quite a bit.
Okay.
So just hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Well, take care and God bless you.
Oh, you're wonderful. I talked to you, like I said the other night. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you, Irene. So are you.
And
thank
I just
you.
Started listening to your show now.
Well, thank you. I'll be back on next Wednesday. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that is for tonight. I will be back on the air next week. Thank you for joining us. It's another great episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be on tomorrow morning to give private readings. If I am busy or not there, please send me an email. If the line is busy, please arrange a call. Thank you very much, and I'm generally on keen every day. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and have a great night. Bye-bye.